the city plan.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Two yeses and one no.
Okay, and these gentlemen here are for Brianna's Meadow, the subdivision that we just went ahead and issued conditional proof.
Is that the one we rejected?
I'm in the meeting right now, thank you.
Can I make your pick?
Brianna.
Oh, Brianna?
It's all set, I'm all in, thank you. Okay. Yeah, we are right now. Yeah.
222.
All right.
222.
You already proved it?
No, we rejected it.
The door's locked.
The door's locked, hand it out.
So. I was calling him, but when he got it, he had somebody.
So I don't know if you got it, we sent a copy of the engineering recommendations there, so there's a list of about 15 or 20, okay.
I believe those are all handled.
Okay. Oh, that's right, you got back to us, sent us a PDF, Rob reviewed it, so, okay.
Yeah, Rob said it looked, I think he said it was okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good then.
Yep, it was approved.
Yeah. We'll send you out a formal notice, and I guess it's conditional upon you, you know, doing the Mylar to be filed and getting that filed.
How long do we have to file Mylar?
I think we have 90 days.
90 days, okay.
Unless you need an extension for that.
Do you want them to sign in?
You guys want to sign in, so we have a record of you.
That's fine.
Do we have a staff report?
You can sign after.
It was really too easy, no presentation or anything right now. Kind of made it all.
Yeah, you didn't call me today, not done yet.
Yep, there's no staff report of any note, I don't know.
We'll wait till they're all signed in.
How are you, Joe?
How are you?
I'm good.
Nice to see you. That was a quick meeting.
So where were you, you were downstairs?
Yeah, we were downstairs and we were calling around, I actually called Tony Bianca.
Yeah.
And he just called me now, he's like, oh, they opened the door on the third floor.
Yeah.
So we got in, I told him all that.
Took a call for us to get in from the garage.
Yeah.
Were you able, you had a call in to get in?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think it's still locked.
It is locked.
From a city hall perspective.
Person, I had to use my car.
Nobody was in the parking garage, really.
I have my key, so I'm able to get in, but.
It's nice to get a key.
What's the special, hello, short hello, last?
I want to go home.
Just go around town and just swipe, like, swipe.
It's everywhere included.
You got a key to Angela's Market? No, all right, there you go. Oh, here.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
Like everybody else.
Okay.
We granted you, okay, Mr. Slezak?
Schillig.
Is, was the subdivision on Kelsey Street, which we conditionally approved. I don't know, we tired, did we not, we recommended against the Highland Avenue. I don't know if you want to open that back up to, but Eric have a.
What Highland? Oh, the driveway was tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's not an action, it's a recommendation of this commission. This will be a report that goes to the city zoning board of appeals.
And that one was what?
We, the commission ended up, I think split, but recommended, ultimately recommended against it.
A driveway for a property?
Right.
Okay.
So that's it. Chair's decision if you want to hear it or if you want to consider the item closed, and you can make your case at the zoning board of appeals.
Okay. I mean, the hospital is closed, you can see only a butter.
Do you want to reopen it, anybody?
Sure.
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we reopen.
ZBA item 4883?
4883.
4883, I make a motion that we reopen. 4883.
Okay, second, anybody?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay, we're back to 4883, which was the driveway.
Who was the second motion, to the motion?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and you wanted to speak on that?
Yes.
You guys are done.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Hi, Eric Schultz, Select Asset Management. So at 18 Highland, it's the end of Highland Road, which has the other two houses on the street are mine. They have the same setup driveways that I'm proposing. And then the hospital, there's absolutely no parking there. It would be in the road, which is the entrance and exit to the hospital. The parking garage is right across the street. So, you know, you've got traffic coming in and out of there. And then you're surrounded by parking lots. And also, as you come around from, I think it's one of the emergency exits for the cancer center, that's the way cars come through there too. So what I proposed was the best we could do, because the grade in the backyard goes so far down, is to get the two cars alongside the house, like every other, I own most of the houses there, and that's how most all of the driveways are. It's replica of what is there. And that includes Hart Street, Linwood Street, Highland Road. And then it's commercial on, I don't know what that street is, and then you have the one daycare center in the backyard on the other side of the parking lot.
The problem is they haven't left you enough land to come close to having a legal parking space.
You can have two from the porch in.
But you're in the front yard. You're in the front yard setback to do that.
It would be, but they wouldn't, the cars wouldn't park in the front yard. They could stack two cars past the front of the house. The depth of the driveway would be long enough, as the same as 30 and 40 Highland.
I thought what you had said, Stephen, was they were parking. They would necessarily have to park in the front yard. In the front yard setback.
Technically, the 25-foot front yard, the house is not conforming.
The house doesn't, the house doesn't need it either.
So, yeah. But in a practical sense, the closest car would be about even with the setback of the house.
And the house predates probably the zoning requirement. For sure.
Certainly.
Yeah, it was constructed 1890.
So.
Predates cars.
They're going to pull up lights there.
I guess part of what we were wondering was whether we could do a deal with the hospital and not have to create a non-conforming parking space and just have an agreement that you can park in the lot.
I did talk to them, because I did buy all the properties around there from them. And their big issue was, like, they kept the land on Hart Street, and they kept a piece of land on Linwood, and they kept one over on Hawkins, is because of snow removal and placement of snow. And they don't want have to deal with my cars sitting around for too long in a space that.
So the piece of land just immediately to the west of you is owned by the hospital, right?
Yeah, west, they own all around it, 360.
Right. But probably there were two more houses to the west that were taken down at some point. right?
Most likely. I'm not so sure, because they owned all of these properties except this one.
When I was a kid, there were houses all along.
Yeah, so they owned all those houses. There's two other houses on Highland that I'm proposing the driveway, it would match what those are.
And you own those two?
Yes, I do.
And in between, the hospital owns the land?
Yeah, they own the entrance exit to the parking lot that sits between Highland and Hart.
So that you get into that parking lot from Highland?
You do. It's enter and exit from there.
Or Griswold, I guess.
No, because you would come from Hart to Linwood to Highland. And you'd get in. Oh, Griswold's the other side, you can come through.
Is that a legal street anymore?
Highland?
No, Griswold, it looks like it's just...
Yeah, I think Griswold is taken out.
They own it now. Same thing with Hawkins, when I bought the two houses on Hawkins, I think they own those streets, right?
Yes.
So... That was when they sold me the two houses on Hawkins, I had to go through because, you know, they were on a private road. But the ones on Hawkins, even the ones on Griswold have all the same driveway. You don't park to normal code now, which would be in the back.
Right. I think, you know, my issue with it all is really more with the hospital than you. The hospital took so much land away from the houses when they split them off that there's no way that they can really conform to zoning requirements with parking, so...
Yeah, but it's not them trying to get zoning requirements, it's for you to have cars off the street and to, you know, make it more appealing for the neighborhood.
Right, and if you park cars right in the front yard, it's not particularly appealing, so...
Well, I guess front yards when I think front yard, I think front yard. I mean, they will be past the house.
Any more discussion? Okay, does anybody want to make a motion to perhaps accept the recommendation and allow them?
I'll make a motion again that we accept the recommendation of city plan.
Oh, second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Do we have to... Do we cancel the first vote, the initial vote?
I don't think so.
Did we vote on it?
No.
You voted to reopen.
We voted to reopen it, so I believe that...
You did vote to cancel the vote, all right?
Ooh, I don't know.
Reopening is one thing, reconsidering the vote is another.
Okay.
Yeah, if you had opened the motion to reconsider the vote while you're still meeting, you could probably do that, but you didn't do that to reconsider.
Well, I'll rescind my motion and I'll put forth a motion to... I was going to say reopen the thing again.
To rescind?
To rescind...
The initial vote.
Oh, right.
Okay.
You can do that, that's what your plan is.
A second?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Okay, so, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Now, someone make a recommendation to accept... Someone make a motion to accept the recommendation.
I'll make a motion again that we accept the recommendation of city plan.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Procedural, has to be done now.
I would say that the application passes, the motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, have a nice night.
Danny?
Yes.
Okay, any other matters? Anything anybody wants to discuss? Anybody want to tear the mask off like I did?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes, I do.
I saw you yesterday.
All in favor?
I find myself wearing it in the car when it's like, and then it's like, you have your mask on.
I am one step out of wherever and I'm off.
Are the masks required all day long in the...
In the building?
In the city hall.
if you can distance.
Yeah, if you can socially distance, you don't.
I'm in my office, she's in her office, we're, you know, 20 feet.
But during, walking in the hallways.
But if you have to go to the ladies' room, you have to put your mask on.
Yeah. Or any of the other floors where there may be public walking around.
Yeah, that's like where I'm, my work, too.
That's what my work is proposing, too, if we ever get back to the office. We're not gonna be back in the office till January.
Wow. How long's it been? I mean, that's almost a.
Well, I have been out of the office since the end of January because I had shingles. I was out on short-term disability for 2 months. The week that I was supposed to go back to the office in March, they closed the office. So I have not, and what I'm hearing, the company line right now is don't plan to be in the office before September 7th. As we become nearer to that date, it's a fluid plan, so it'll be contingent upon schools opening and parents getting childcare and things like that. And then I have, and now I work for Voya Financial up in Windsor, in our headquarters.
That's my office.
Yeah, our headquarters is in the town.
Okay.
But my friend works for United Healthcare, and she said that she has been told not, that they will not be going back into the office till January. They have, it's firm.
So they've been setting up stuff.
We've been working, we were split shifts and whatnot.
I don't know that name.
We should probably.
My wife works for United Healthcare.
She works up there.
Yeah, right.
She's never going back.
She's never going back, yeah.
She's using some precondition for something. She just decided she's never going back.
Well, my friend works from home.
And she's not retired either.
Right, but my friend works from home.
But that's what she does now.
Right, and so.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Oh, sorry.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Danny, did you want to say something before we?
I want to give you a cautionary note. I think you know it's coming. But as a liaison, I'd like to.
Yep, no, go ahead.
You know it's coming with it, I think, but a petition has been placed to the council, which will be on and will be forwarded to the City Planning Commission come this Wednesday. And it's a petition for the City Planning Commission to review